Yeah, what up world? It's your boy Pretty Tony live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Can I play it play? Every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Check out the website, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Pick your copy up of the new book, Who Is She and What Is She to You, by yours truly. Also get a copy of Playerology or Player Step Your Game Up from my trilogy, huh? Holla at your boy. One love. Pretty Tony. And I'm out.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It's a long way down. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Can a Player Play is in the building once again. Every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. www.worldmovement.com. What's happening, y'all? Let me bring in my ace bull, Cole, you know what I mean? He always paranoid, always strapped, you know, but we just watching each other's back as we cruise down Crenshaw. My man, Kate Dizzle Esquire.
Yeah, yeah. What's up, everybody? Trying to see what kind of damage we could do today. Actually, we ain't going to do damage. We doing damage control up in here. Trying to make sure everybody learn from my experience and just go there, just go ride the street, tan up the park and everything, you know.
Straight up, and it is true, learning from my experience. Shout out to my folks new to the game. I see you. Welcome, as always. Love the fact you're always checking in with us. Welcome, everybody, to the show. I always like to start the show off by acknowledging just everybody that be checking out the archives and keeping up with us and listening to the show. We appreciate each and everybody. So if I forget in one show, I always try to make it up in the next show, you know what I mean, to acknowledge how much love y'all have been showing us. We're glad to have you. This week we talk about, damn, I love you, but damn, I hate you. You know the relationship is bad. You know the relationship is destructive. You know it's toxic. And no matter how you try and try and try to leave, it's just like you can't walk away. And damn, it's got to be voodoo.
Is that what you call that snapping thing, that elusive snapping thing? I'm just asking, I don't know. I'm just asking because that stuff is like dysfunctional to the 10th degree.
And what are you asking, KD? Because it's supposed to be more to it than that. What snappy thing, quite frankly, are you referring to, sir? We grown. What are you referring to?
You know, that elusive snapping, pow, you know, that thing to be having dudes that do all kind of crazy stuff, you know, having a woman disrespecting them, slapping them upside the head and stuff, but they just love them so much, they just can't leave, they just can't do nothing. I was just wondering, is that what you call it, voodoo, a hoodoo, a poodoo?
Something. It may be that snapping thing, or for the females, it may be that long old thing. For either one of us, it could be that there's just something about this person that it's just like a drug to you. You know, that's your cocaine, that's your crack, that's your heroin. It's like it's just in your system and you can't shake it. And you know, you hate them, and then 5 minutes later you love them, and then, you know, tomorrow you hate them, and then the next day you love them again, and it's just this constant back and forth, and everybody around you is telling you, what the hell is wrong with you? Don't you see what this is doing to you? Don't you see where this is headed? You're not going to do nothing about it? This thing just done got hold of you, dog.
Well,
so that's what, go ahead, brother.
No, I was just finna say, you know, let's break it on down to find out, you know, let's talk about all the different scenarios that could possibly lead into this dysfunctional attitude. Well, I take that back. I can't even call it dysfunctional, because when I say dysfunctional, that puts me in a judgmental frame of mind. We don't want to be judgmental here on Can a Player Play. We want to be objective and open-minded, because even though we may feel like something's wrong with this relationship, it may work for somebody else. I don't know. But that's what we're talking about today.
It just done got hold of you. And most of us have been through something like that at some point. Just taking control of us. And you're like, where in the hell did this happen? Where the hell did this come from? Lost and confused, dazed. You know what I mean? It's like you're on a whirlwind, on a roller coaster ride. And as a matter of fact, stick and stay, because I think this song right here sums it all up. Don't go nowhere, y'all. We love you. And hopefully y'all love us back.
And what we have here. thoughts. I'm a real good verse, freestyle unrehearsed, so clean, no curse. And when it's on domain, everything hurts, so I put it in reverse. Go back to the scene where I seen you first. Yeah, I need you to sing that single again. Play that video, I seen you a band. 100 million scans in my mind all day. Calling in requests on the line always. Yeah, the breakfast in of your fan club. Leading players all behind like a band love. Like a timeout in tennis for a finish. How'd I get in this? Maybe was your hair. Maybe was your flair. Maybe it's the heels and the way you wear. Maybe it's your real and the way you care. You don't care if I'm ill or a millionaire. The only thing that matters that the feeling's there. Your smile's so bright it's like a grill's in there. High off life, don't need a pill in there. You're killing me, I think I need a will in here. Got me feeling real skills impaired. Hard to describe why you're still in here.
Out of my head. You done ran up our credit cards. That's why I don't know whether to leave the state. So Tony, let's
today, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. We talking about something or someone that's just taking hold of you. You can't figure out why you can't shake them, and you try. You really make an effort to. You know what I mean? You walk away, then a week later you back, and a week later you leave, and you know what I mean? KB, we say for the fellas, it's that thing that goes snap, crickle, and pop.
I don't know, man. There's all kind of little rumors out there, man. I hear guys say all the time, man, that you know, they want to leave, but they can't leave because of the children. They got kids. So that's why they can't leave. Then I hear other guys say, I can't leave because the economic situation. But I hear females say that too. They say, I can't leave because the economic situation don't afford me the luxury of moving out. So they seem to stay in a dysfunctional, well, I got to get away from that word. They stay in a situation that's not healthy mentally. You know, they make concessions for other reasons, like I can't leave because I can't do this if I go over there, or I'll stay here, but I'm really not feeling this person, you know, because they piss me off more than they make me happy, but I do care something for them. So, you know, I don't know. Let's look at all those little reasons that keep people trapped in those situations. Tony, what you say?
My brother, I see you have expanded the scope of the conversation, and it should be expanded because it's a very complicated topic.
Well, yeah, but if I love you and if I hate you, there's got to be some reason. Do I love you because I like things about you, or do I hate you because I'm jealous of you? What is it? What is the reason for that? It's got to be a reason.
Today, aren't you, brother?
Is it that I don't like you because you don't cook good? Is it I don't like you because, I mean, you don't respond to me the way that I don't think you should? I don't like your family. I don't like the way you smell, but I like your sex. I mean, what is it? I mean, you know, I mean, why do I love you and why do I hate you? You know what I'm saying? Do your laugh get on my nerves? I mean, do you constantly bug me? What is it?
K-Diddy is in full form today, ladies and gentlemen. He done took the lead and just blasted out the gate and then left me behind. What can I say after that, ladies and gentlemen?
We just trying to find out here on Can of Play. Why do I love you today, but I hate your ass tomorrow? I mean, why can't you be consistent? You know what I like. You know what I don't like. So can we find balance here in this relationship? Or do we have to stay on this little wheel like some hamsters? We constantly going around in this vicious circle, you know.
New to the game. I need your input on this. This time, throw me something here. What's your opinion? Because you know what, you always come through with something. Let me know. Everybody else on the switchboard, whenever you feel the urge, you can hit the number one. Give us your opinion. Has something or someone ever just taken hold of you? You love them Monday, you hate them Tuesday. What is it you loved about them? What is it that you hated about them? What is it that you couldn't leave at the time? Do tell. Do share. It ain't nobody but us. It's just us listening. Ain't nobody else here. Ain't nobody don't know.
Right. Do you like their conversation, but they funny looking that you don't want to be seen out in public with them? But you cool with them behind closed doors?
You're not sure who they're looking at?
Yeah, I mean, what is it?
Eyes going both ways, got you feeling uncomfortable, and you ain't too sure who they're looking at. But hold on. We're going to let somebody else into the conversation. 661, welcome to the show. Give us your input.
I have something kind of off-key a little bit. What if you've never felt that way about somebody?
Ooh. Your question is, if you never loved them to hate them, or what? If you never, what is
right.
your question exactly?
Never loved somebody enough where you couldn't let them go. I mean, it was easy to let go.
Huh.
Sweetheart, you just done came and took us a whole different direction. Now, you know, why you just don't come and just throw us a curveball like that?
Because I was listening to everything you were saying, snapback and all the way they smell, but what if it was always easy to let go?
Well, then you never let them enough to hate them, is the question. And
well,
how
my question,
we're going to start off with you.
Well, my question would be is, why are you kicking it with people beneath your plateau that's not on your level, that you don't even feel attracted to?
Okay, well,
wait.
Someone can stimulate your mind for a minute. I mean, you know, intrigue you, and then as time goes on, it just goes bland.
How often does that happen, though? Would become the next question if you say
okay,
if
well,
saying it all
second
like that.
Second thing is, I don't love easy.
What?
I don't love it. I mean, I have to really like get to know someone. I don't just, you know, it takes time to know all of somebody.
Hold on.
Oh, what she's saying is, Tony, that she likes an extended test drive. She just don't want to go around the block because that don't really tell you if all the parts is working properly.
She just came along and took us on a whole different avenue. You know, we're going to cruise down your lane for a moment. So then the question will become, what is the underlying issue with you if this has happened on more than one occasion?
I don't know. Maybe I'm not hard to
please. Say that again?
No. I can commit. It's just that once I commit, the ball game changes. You're one person at first, and then once you commit and they feel they have you, then everything changes. Like one of you guys were saying something about jealousy. That's when all those other things start coming into play when you make a commitment to somebody. You think you know them, and then you make a commitment, and it changes.
You know what I see happening on the show. We talk about, you know, us keeping it real, and we talk about, you know, we say it in jest, play a step your game up. In actuality, what we be talking about is men and women need to raise their bar and start thinking out of the box and start looking at their star player and try to figure out how they could be the best woman or the best man they could be. And saying that, I'm also saying the problem with what you're having is guys, they put on one facade, and women do too. They put on one front, you know, and you're thinking it's like this, like that, and then you get into it, and then before you know it, you know, you got the Dr. Jekyll and Mrs. Hyde.
Exactly. Sometimes it's hard to, you know, you put your 100 into it and you don't get it back. And as time goes on, it's like less and less effort on the other end, you know?
But what happens, my sister, what happens is, you know, this is one of them things like how you learn to crawl, you learn to walk, you learn how to ride a bicycle. You know, as life goes on, in the lesson of life, you learn how to be a little bit more use a little bit more discretion on your choices, because still all boils down to your choices. You know, when you look at something, and even though this is not the same person, if they seem to go down the same road and do the same, give you the same little signs, then the more you go through this situation, you learn how not to go all the way or half the way. You learn how to bail out a lot sooner. But I think we all need to check ourselves on that point. We can't put it on the other person just because they playing their little game, you know, to get whatever they want to get from you or get close to you or trick you out of your affections. Because I look at it like they're going to do their thing. I mean, if that's their job, that's what they're out to do, that's what they're going to try to do. But your job should be protect you, protect your heart, protect your mind. So just like they working to try to get over on you, to misuse you or play with you, you should be equally as sharp in terms of protecting you, because the more times you go through this,
that's why it's easy to let go.
Well, it's easy to let go, but it should be just as easy not to get in those situations that's not going to have no fruitful turnout.
Well, sometimes it's real undercover. I mean, you really think it is what it is. Everything, all the ducks are lined up. Everything looks good.
Yeah, but what I'm just like saying, like any sport, or like any sport, or you can look at this game of life. Yeah, the players out there are gonna get better, sharper, stronger, faster, shrewder. But at the same time, you should get wiser, smarter, faster, more intelligent too. So
that's why
it's
easy to let go. That's exactly my point. That's why it's easy to let go, because you get sharper, faster, and everything else.
Yeah.
Now, hold on.
Sorry to throw you guys off.
Game, I'll see you. Say that again?
Sorry to throw you guys off.
No, on this show, we go wherever it takes us, sweetheart. We ain't mad.
Yeah.
It all comes back to the same thing, the game of life. New to the game, I see in the chat room, they say that some have learned that the grass is not always green on the other side.
I think it goes with age, too. When you're young, you fall in love and you just find somebody and you just feel like you can't, you know, get enough of them or you can't be without them. But as you get older and you go through life experiences, it kind of changes you a little.
Okay. That is true. That's a very truthful statement. Everybody puts on a good front. You're right. New to the game, I see you. And see, they say sometimes some people just try to play it safe. Now, my sister just jumped on the show and threw us a curveball. And, you know, K. Diddy over there with his version of, you know, get the test drive, don't get the extended drive, though. You know, just test it out good enough. But I'm going to step on the other side of the fence, and I'm going to say, if you've test-driven a couple of vehicles and none of the vehicles are up to the standard, you know what I mean? Is it that you're choosing the wrong vehicles?
That could be true.
What are your standards? Are your standards realistic?
Are you expecting
too much out of the vehicle?
Well, let me ask the question, Tony. They may be realistic, but people may not be honest. They might just want the radio to work. They don't care about the motor or the windows.
No. If you get into a Hyundai, how are you going to expect the Hyundai to perform like a Porsche?
But see, my point is, they know that this Honda's not going to perform like a Porsche before they get into it. So that's not why they get into it. I'm saying that they should be real with themselves. They know why they're getting into it. Sometimes you know this shit ain't nothing. But you want it for one particular reason that you're leaving out of this whole big equation. You might know that you might just want them for the minute. You might know that you don't want them for the next week. You know what I'm saying? But you don't want to be honest with that because you feel like they may make you look bad, make you look cheap.
We rolling with it, my sister.
I think it's different when it's love. If it's just a booty call, it's a booty call. But when it comes to the love, it's different.
Yeah, but see, with men, which I can only speak from that perspective because I happen to be a male, a lot of men growing up, they don't initiate the brain like women do. It start out with a booty call, you know, and then by the second or third or fourth or fifth or sixth or seventh, eighth or ninth or tenth, 11th, 12th, 25th, 45th, 98th booty call, they like, damn. I done been with this chick 9 months, you know what I'm saying, or a year, and then you there. But that wasn't your initial intention.
Well, true. Sometimes I think we separate that, though. I think we'd have to separate that. As women, I can only speak for a woman. They separate. They know what is what. I mean, I kind of think we do. Sometimes it runs into that, like what you said, it'll end up being for like 9 months. But we kind of, I would kind of separate what is what myself. When you go into something, if you see if it's just for that, then you kind of know.
Normally, people are being honest with themselves. You know, when people are being honest with themselves, they know why they're doing what they're doing. They know what they expect out of what they're doing, whether they should expect anything at all.
Right.
Or sometimes they got too many damn expectations that they have put into it, and come hell or high water, they want these expectations to be met. But next man or next woman may not be capable of that, realistically. That's what we up on here talking about, ladies and gentlemen. Damn, I love you, but I hate you at the same time. And our sister called and threw up the curveball and said, well, hell, suppose I ain't met the person that has moved me yet. Well, keep on searching, sister, and just make sure that your quest is realistic. Because sometimes we get caught up in our own vices and beliefs, and you find yourself by yourself. But you know what? We just going to say, take a quick little musical break, and, you know, you can fly away with us anytime. All right, here on Can a Player Play.
Sticking.
The elixir of love, your boy Pretty Tony, you know what I mean? Player, step your game up.
Here we go.
Tokyo, get you fly kick. Girl, you always on my mind, got my head up in the sky, and I'm never looking down, feeling priceless. Yeah, where we at, only few have known. Want the next level, Super Mario. I hope this works out, cardio. Till then, let's fly, Geronimo.
Here we go, come with me. But I ain't never seen a face like yours. You made me feel like I could touch the planet. You want the moon, girl, watch me grab it. See, I ain't never seen a star this close. You got me stuck by the way you glow. I'm like, oh, 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 oh. I'm like, oh, 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 oh.
Here we go.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back to the show. Let's fly. Your boy Pretty Tony right here along with my man K. Diddy Esquire, the Elixir of Love. You're in tune to Can a Player Play, you know, as usual, brought to you by www.worldmovement.com. Come through, check out the music, check out the books. You know, we hustling every day, support the movement. Damn, I love you, but damn, I hate you. The young lady that called in before said, suppose you have never gotten to that point. Suppose you have never felt these emotions before. And while we were off the air, I was thinking about that. Is that a good or a bad thing? You know? Because the way I look at life is I view everything as a learning experience. And it's sort of like your immune system. If you've never had a cold, your immune system don't know how to fight it. So when a situation like that hits you as you get older in life, if you have never walked down that road, how do you handle it? Because it's crazy. When somebody or something has taken hold of your soul that tough, it may not even be a person. It could be a thing. It could be a drug. Some people love a drug just like they love a person. They have a love-hate relationship with it. You know? What is it about a person that grabs hold of you? Is it sexual? Is it spiritual? Is it mental? Financial? What is it? I don't know. That's what we're depending on y'all to tell us. My folks at Twitter, I see you. What's good? You know what I mean? Glad to roll with your boy. You can hit me up on Twitter. You know what I mean? Selassie Son at Selassie Son. S-E-L-A-S-S-I-E-S-O-N. And let's talk to me. I'm on Twitter. You know what we're doing right here? K-Dizzle.
I'm so glad you spelled it for him, boy, because I still ain't learned how yet.
I wanted to get back to a conversation we were just having. You want to say something? Go ahead, brother.
No, I'm just going to say that was only because the little yellow bus I used to ride on to school didn't really stop in the front, so a lot of stuff I didn't get. But, okay,
let's
get back to
that. That's all right, but you made it this far. You know, so, I want to go back to this conversation you were just having earlier, whereas you were saying that sometimes, you know, get the test drive and not the extended test drive, but you took one side of the conversation and I was taking the next, and I asked a question. Suppose you've been test driving different relationships for a while, but you're not getting the result that you seek. Could this be a personal thing?
Yeah, most definitely. I would definitely think it could be a personal thing, you know, because sometimes, again, I'm on self now. I'm on self. I'm pushing self.
Okay.
Elevation. I think we don't look within ourselves and try to find out really what we want in a partner. You know what I mean? And sometimes because we're not real with ourselves, we find ourselves getting into situations that we're not happy with, not comfortable with, and we bitch and complain, you know what I'm saying? And we keep looking for things to change, but they're not going to change until we change. So that's the vicious circle right there. You know, so
and
yeah.
It is definitely a vicious circle because, and that's the hardest thing to do because I'm a firm believer in that statement you just made. Until we change self, until we deal with self, nothing else is not going to be what we want it to be. The switchboard
no,
has lit up again. Welcome everybody to the show. We're glad to have you. Welcome to Kenneth Player Play. If you want to talk to us, hit the number one. We're glad to let you come in and join the conversation. Damn, I love you, but damn, I hate you. These feelings that we're conflicted about at times. Go ahead,
yes,
brother.
Yes, and I was going to say, no, we can't expect somebody to be who we want them to be. They're going to be who they are. And it's up to us to know what we want from the giddy-up, because if we don't truly know what we want from the giddy-up, this scenario is continually, you know, going to continually happen, you know, because that one part that you like this person for, that part's going to please you, but everything else you're going to hate about them. So we're going to continue to get into situations, you know what I'm saying, if we don't be true with ourselves, because if you dislike more things about this person than you like, you need to reevaluate that shit and try to figure out what the hell you're doing. And then after you find
right.
that out, you need to figure out what the hell are they doing. Because chances are they're not happy either. And they love you,
man,
and they hate you.
you dropping wisdom today, brother. And some of that right there, I might have to just take and apply in my personal stuff. Hold on, we got somebody joining the conversation.
Yeah, man, the rough Kush, man. The Kush is here, man. I'm in short pants, and I hear what's going on. Well, you know, you have to look in the mirror, man. The mirror never lie.
Never lie.
I'm listening to brother just now, man. No, yes, the mirror never lie.
Brother from another mother, Mr. Kush, welcome to the show, sir. You come and drop some of that Rastafarian wisdom on us, brother.
Yes, the mirror never lie, and you know, in this day and age, everything that's going on, you look around. You, as a man, have to first look inside the mirror. What you see is real. Do not look at the next man over there. First, look at yourself. Pick the mote out of your eye before you can pick it out of another man's eye.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to first keep the mouth out of your eye.
For those of y'all that need a translation from my beloved Jamaican brother, my man is saying you got to clean up your vision before you get to worrying about what next man or next woman is thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be like, what's going on with me? How am
yes.
I? What are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? So that
and then you can strip away
that's
self. Then you can strip away self. When you look at yourself, you will be able to know. You understand what I'm saying? What is wrong with your picture? What needs to be adjusted with your picture? And if you don't like it, then you can fix it because the next man won't.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Words
you see what I'm saying, my brother?
Greatly. Yes, sir. Ain't nothing but love. We're glad you called and chimed in. You're welcome to come back through any time, my brother, and drop the words of wisdom with us. You know what I mean? Now,
definitely.
As a man, a very learned brother, I want to ask
mm-hmm.
you a question. If there was a time in your life when something or someone got hold of you, what made you shake it off and say, this is not me? I can be bigger and better than this because this thing is too deep off in my soul.
Oh, yeah, man. More than once, man. But guess what happened? You know when the change come, we get a
when
gift.
When come, brother?
The gift of life. And you see, when you go to that door and you make a step back, and you see that, look, I could have lost it. just because of some simple little things, hey, you make a quick 360. You understand me? Sometimes it takes you to go to the edge of the precipice before you actually can see yourself. You see what I'm saying?
I'd like to even append to that, man. Sometimes you even have to lose a situation in order to grow, to find out that that was a good thing or a bad thing. But sometimes you could go to the edge, but sometimes you have to lose it, because in my life I've lost some great situations, but during the time I didn't recognize it, realize it. But when it was gone, oh, I felt the full brunt of it, because now I got to experience some things that was less than. But from that experience, I grew.
You become stronger.
I grew, you know what I'm saying? I grew.
Yeah, you grew
stronger.
And remember this.
And I grew as a man. I grew as a person, you know, and that
made me change. Every stage that you go in this process of life is a test. You're going to face challenges. Remember this, you know, Bill Gates, one of the richest men in the world, he faced challenges, you know. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Steve Wynn, I don't know if you know him or hear about him, but he might be one of the richest men in Vegas too. He has a challenge on top of all of his money, because guess what happened? He can't see nothing. You dig me?
Vision is gone.
Right?
Vision is gone.
Right. So he lose the vision. He have certain things with him, but yet, because he has lost that vision, he's not happy. So within yourself, you have to find what can you be content with as you go along. You see what I'm saying? Because challenges are going to be there. No matter where you turn, you're going to have challenges, but those challenges must not break you. It must make you.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? Whatever challenge it is, it must not break you. It must make you. Mold you and make
you.
You
got to shape that, especially if you know, if it's a constant love, hate, or fear. You got to let that go in order to grow as a person, my brother.
Yeah. My brother, you remember that book, Man, the Grand Symbol of the Mystery?
Yes, sir.
Tell the brother about that book. That's the book. If he needs anything, any form of compass as a guide, use that book. Man, the Grand Symbol of the Mystery.
Mm-hmm.
A man
with
you,
my brother. We
you
greatly
through
appreciate
that?
You calling into the show, brother. Greatly appreciate you calling into the show. You're welcome to call in any time, because, you know what I mean, we get into life, politics, religion. We talk much about anything right here on Can I Play a Play. So your presence is definitely appreciated. 646-929-2870 is the number. Press the number 1 if you want to jump in. You want to get in the chat room. You can get us right on here. But you know what? We've been on the show. And like I said, the show is brought to you by www.worldmovement.com. Check out the music. Check out the movement. Check out the books. Let's not forget the books, ladies and gentlemen. Who is she and what is she to you? And, of course, Playerology and Player Step Your Game Up. We are so glad to have you. Welcome to the show. I see the switchboard lighting up. Press the number 1. You can jump in on the topic. Damn, I love you, but damn, I hate you. What is it you've learned from a situation like that? What is it you hope to learn, or have you learned anything at all? Or are you one of them people who you've just got addicted to something and you just don't know how to shake it? This voodoo has just gotten hold of you and you can't shake it, ladies and gentlemen.
Right. Why are you staying there, really? Well, I mean, what is it about this person that have you in this situation where you love them today and hate them tomorrow? Is it physical? Is it financial? Is it spiritual? What is it? Did their daddy put a shotgun on you and said you can't leave his daughter? I mean, what's happening? We want to know, but that's what we're talking about today.
Absolutely. Like you said, we're going to take a quick little musical break. Don't go nowhere, man. We love y'all. Just love us back. That's all we ask.
Yeah. Bobby V. Yeah. Been looking for you, girl. What's happening? Is it you? I hope so. Let's go.
A good man's hard to find. That's one of y'all favorite lines. But find it wisely, ain't no easier. What am I supposed to do? Shawty got me so confused. I'm second guessing what I see in her.
Show, can a player play in the building? I'm new to the game. I see you in the chat room. When you say as you get older, you have less to select from and looks fade. That is absolutely true. Looks come and go. What else can a relationship be built on? You got to have more to it, I suppose.
What did she say, Tony? You got less to select from?
Yes.
Unless
she said looks fade. She said looks fade. But most people start with the looks. Everything else comes second. That's absolutely true. A lot of times it's the physical attraction that gets us going. But what is if we are engaged in a long-term relationship, is there anything else that we can build on beyond the physicality of the relationship? How long do the looks hold up? If one person's looks, you know what I mean, hold up and the other don't, you know what I mean? Is that when you start to hate, or is that when the jealousy comes in? Sometimes you're in a relationship and you do love somebody, but you also hate them because something about them triggers you. Whatever that thing is that triggers you, that becomes the question.
Well, I think a lot of times, you know, you might like a good few things about a person, but they'll belittle you, talk down to you, disrespect you. They mess with your self-esteem, and they cause that hateful feeling, that resentful feeling. You know, in a lot of relationships, man, people make sacrifices. You know, the woman will make a sacrifice for a guy, or the guy make, you know, some type of sacrifice. You know, by not doing something he or she really feel like they need to do, should be doing, but they don't do it, you know, just to try to keep peace in the east, try to keep peace in the house, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, the guy knows he should be out on his grind going to do something, or the woman knows she got business to go take care of, but she don't do what she need to be doing because the dude a trip or the chick a trip. So they make these sacrifices for the relationship, but it plays another, takes another toll. You know, you end up resenting the other person.
And truth be told, as the relationship goes along, it is easy for a measure of resentment to flare, especially in the times when one person or the other is not where they would like to be or who they would like to be. Yes, a certain measure of resentment most assuredly can work its way into the scenario. I think somebody else is trying to join the conversation. 310, welcome to the show. Glad to have you. What did you like to say?
Yes. How y'all doing today? I was listening for a little bit, and I had to discontinue for a few minutes, and I just called back in. But I got a question for you, Pretty Tony, because maybe you can help me. First of all, I'm in a relationship, right, where I've been with the woman on and off. We've been together for 4 years. What do you think about when you, and it's something like a love-hate thing, where I'm in the situation because of, you know how without a person you would do bad, but you rather sacrifice some happiness until you can get on your feet, so you just, you stay with the person? What do you think about that?
Damn. First of all, when I say damn, my brother, that's one of them real difficult situations for somebody on the outside looking in to comment on, because on one hand, first rule of survival is self-preservation, right? But on the other hand, you know what I mean? The first rule of survival is definitely self-preservation.
Well,
but
I
on
understand,
the other hand,
but you see, I figured I've been listening to you guys for a while, right? And this is one of the, K. Diddy. He's pretty sharp and pretty well-rounded. But I figured I'd ask you because of you would have more of a different outlook.
Well,
and
no,
more of
I'll speak on it. I'll speak on it, brother. Ultimately,
okay.
At the end of the day, if you're having a love-hate relationship because of I'm in it, because, you know, you're better off being in it, because of your survival, A, whatever I'm about to say is definitely not coming off judgmental, because I'm not qualified.
No, it's not. It's not judgmental. It might help me, brother. Anything you say might help.
Oh, okay. I will say this, brother.
Corrective criticism is a good thing.
It takes two to tango.
Uh-huh.
It takes two to tango, and as long as the next party is receiving something beneficial from that which you're giving,
mm-hmm.
And it's not just a matter of you constantly taking, make sure
mm-hmm.
what you're receiving is equated with what you're giving back. Then nobody can knock your hustle, because don't care nobody knock nobody's hustle to survive.
Mm-hmm.
We're not
okay.
qualified. We don't walk in next
right.
man's shoe, and we don't walk next man's path to know exactly the wherewithal of everything going on with you. But as long as next party is getting what they need out of it,
mm-hmm.
then, hey, fair exchange
well,
ain't no robbery.
Well, you know
when
how...
it becomes an issue,
mm-hmm.
hold on, when it becomes an issue, is from what I'm gathering, if this young lady is ensuring your well-being, are you also ensuring her well-being with what you're giving back to her?
Right. Well, see, the situation is, you know, and I got a couple partners, they done did this. They've left some women that they, when they was with the women, they was unhappy. But yet, no, they was living in a house, they was comfortable, this and that, to leave the woman to just be assed out. And like I told them, to me, that's like spite, cutting off your nose to spite your face.
But let me ask something, because I've been quiet on this one. Did they leave, when they left, did they leave because they wouldn't bite off their nose despite their face? Did they find happiness because what they were compromising was their integrity, their principles, and their morals? They gave up their balls to stay in that house. You know, even though it was a big house and with all the luxuries and the niceties and shit, but they were wimps. They were not men. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, well, damn,
so,
they left
so
them on fucking Skid Row worse off.
Okay, but no.
But they got their balls.
Yeah, they got their integrity, they got their morals, they got their pride, they got their principle. Because, see, to some men, if you strip that from them, they are no longer men.
Okay.
That's the core.
Right.
That's the core of being a man.
And K-Duty, I see your point on that, and that point holds weight and validity. But on the other side of the token, let's be on some real
How many men today that's powerful in our society that are multi-millionaires and billionaires that have been homeless at one point in time in their life?
That's why I asked Pretty Tony, because I knew your point of view, and you was going to go to the left with it, man.
We can chibber-chabber all day about powerful men and morals and all that, but at the end of the day, the bottom line, it comes back to this.
Yeah.
Self-preservation is the key rule of survival. And
thank you, Pretty Tony.
That is
you
what
answered.
You have to do to get
thank
by.
Thank you very, thank
that's
you very
you
much,
do.
Brother.
But
there
the
you
only
go.
Thing
thank
I'll tack on to that, the
okay.
only thing I'll tack on to that is make sure you reciprocate that which is being given to you, because fair
all
exchange
right.
is not no robbery. Make sure
okay.
that if there's a role she needs you to play, that's the role you're playing. And yeah, you can talk about emasculation and all these other wonderful things, but Skid Row is a far way when bugs crawling up your ass to somebody who got somewhere to sleep and somewhere to eat, homie. And that's some real
okay.
shit right there.
All right. Okay, thank you. That's all, Pretty Tony. Now I don't feel too bad now, and I will reevaluate. I will reevaluate.
Brother, I'm neutral on the topic.
I don't have an opinion
either way. I'm just seeing that the reality
yeah,
because
right. And
nobody
I will
can
reevaluate,
judge.
Like you said, and just make sure that it's not lopsided, and what I give to the relationship is worth her while also. That's all. And it,
there
so
you
it's
go.
Basically
I'm a firm
being more fair,
in that, brother.
And I appreciate that. I will try to, and if I can't be fair in the relationship, no matter how it looks, then I will reevaluate it and look at it from K. Diddy's point of view.
You do that,
my
brother.
Still
you,
having
thank
my
you for calling in because.
All right. Thank you very much.
You let the pimp, you let the old school player come flying up out of me with the quickness on that subject right there, because K. Diddy, and this is for you, brother. You there? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
You talking about the whole emasculation and all that wonderful things. Yes, sir. There may, like I said, that holds water, but it don't hold enough water as to when you're going to leave something to go be do nothing.
I don't know, because somebody's nothing. Some people's nothing is not another people's nothing. So, I mean, that's all. That's kind of like.
My man said Skid Row, homie. Said Skid Row.
Well, I don't know. I guess to each his own, I guess. What can I say about that one?
There you go. We like Switzerland on Can a Player Play. We like Switzerland. We neutral on anything. You love it, we like it, and we ain't going to knock next man's hustle.
Absolutely.
We ain't going to knock next woman's hustle, you know, because moral qualms and all that be damned when it comes to having and having nothing.
Well, you know what?
Let me say the flip side
of that is I done seen dudes compromise themselves because they didn't want to be on Skid Row, and one day they snap and they put their hands on that woman, and then they up in jail and on Skid Row anyway. So now what?
Keep your hands off women. Ladies, keep your hands off the fellas. Fellas, keep your hands off the ladies. Life, love, living, and laughter is what Can a Player Play is all about. Join us next week, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And like my dear friend K. Diddy would say, yo, support the movement. Get a copy of the books. Go to the website, www.worldmovement.com. Check us out. Music,
We got the books. We working on the movie. Support the movement so we can come through and represent for y'all. I bet you that we love y'all more than y'all love us. I swear we do.
Join Hello.
Hands up in the air. I just want the baddest bitch in the world right here on my lap. And I'ma hit this drink up like it's my last. I'ma hit this night up like it's my last. I'ma hit this ass up like it's my last. I swear I'ma do it like I never had it at all. In this motherfucker, I'ma need the baddest bra to twerk up in this motherfucker. I'ma go hard until it hurts up in this motherfucker. I'm a boss, so you gotta work up in this motherfucker. And I could get you anything you want. I could put you on. See, you look like Beyonce, so do it like Beyonce. Do it like Beyonce and put it on. Sean, grind hard, but got a lot to show for it. Always had drive like I had to show for it. My team's so true, we should get a camera crew. Follow us around and make the show boring. I'ma hit this drink up like it's my last. I'ma hit this night up like it's my last. I'ma up like it's my last. I swear I'ma do it like I never had it at all. Like I never had it at all.